Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Ah, the holidays. A time filled with joy, laughter, and a whole lot of family. And while we may not always agree on everything when we get together, the one thing we can agree on is the conversation-stopping power of Mom's Herb Seasoned Rib Roast. Together, we bring more. Start your holiday season at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join us December 30th through January 11th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, offering something for everyone's operation. Don't forget to stop by on January 4th or 5th for a Cattlemen's Luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemenscongress.com.
Details have been announced regarding services for Gerald Callahan, who passed away this last Saturday at the age of 69. He was the longtime president of Express Ranches and, of course, chairman of the Cattlemen's Congress efforts. The Cattlemen's Congress is starting this weekend at the OKC Fairgrounds. Before that, though, there will be a visitation for Gerald back in his home area, northeastern Oklahoma, this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Burkhalter Highsmith Chapel in Veneta, Oklahoma. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, December 29th at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. That'll be at 10 a.m. for that celebration of life. Gerald's family is saying that they would prefer that any memorials be made in his honor to Cattlemen's Congress to provide financial support to ensure that future livestock industry leaders have access to educational opportunities offered by the OSU Purebred Beef Center. As 2023 is coming to a close, had the opportunity to talk to several agricultural leaders about what they are looking forward to in 2024. One of those, Rod Mozell, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
Well, number one at the top of that list would be to get a farm bill, a new five-year farm bill done and in the bag. We're excited that we have the extension and took that turmoil off with all the excitement we've had with trying to put coalitions and numbers together at the U.S. House and U.S. Senate. So we're excited for the extension, but really hopeful that we'll truly get a full five-year farm bill so we can have our farmers and ranchers need certainty. And so not knowing for sure what the plans are, what people don't understand is how far ahead farmers and ranchers have to plan and make investment. You know, whether it's buying equipment or renting land or buying land or booking fertilizer and chemicals, these are, you know, so we need certainty. So we're anxious to get that done.
Busy year ahead.
It's going to be a very busy year. It seems like every year gets busier than the year before, and it seems like the more action you've got, the more action it leads to. And so one of the really exciting things has been how much more, and I think Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program has helped with this, our YF&R program. But the average age, like at our convention and our county organizations, has been dropping instead of going up. We went through many years where our ages just has gotten older and older, and we appreciate the wisdom of all the older leaders we have in agriculture. But it's so exciting to see so many in their 20s and 30s and 40s that are stepping up and being involved. And that gives me great hope for the future of agriculture and of our state.
Looking into 2024, the president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Rod Mozell. You've got farm news on Ron.
The 2024 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 22nd through the 24th in Wichita, Kansas. And early bird pricing is available now until January 5th. Leading no-till producers Jay Feuer and Barry Fisher will keynote. No-Till on the Plains is the premier no-till conference in America. Besides the main winter conference, there are also two soil health workshops, the AIM Symposium and Jumpstart Your System on January 22nd. Go to notill.org for details and register now.
And that's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.